Blog Talk Radio.
Now I've got that fever once again. I can't explain, no, and I
Yo, welcome to DJ.
Hello.
Hey,
can you guys mute out that background noise? We got a little bit of background noise going on. Mute it out a little bit. Welcome to the DJ Black Season Friends show, guys, where all goes down every Wednesday night. We have a great show right now planned for you guys. I think somebody's noise, you need to reduce that noise. I don't know if that's you, Miss Kendra, or if that's your guest you got on the phone.
No, Trevor, if you could just mute your phone, then that'll silence out the noise in the background, dear.
There's no noise in my background.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
I don't know.
There's
coming from me. It's not coming from me.
It could be Harold. Let's see what's up with Harold. What's going on, Harold the Hippie?
Hey, what's going on, my brother DJ Black Caesar, man? Oh, man, life is beautiful, man. I'm here in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, otherwise known as the DMV, man, and it's lovely, man. What a beautiful day, man. We've been getting all this crazy weather and snow lately, so this is a change, man.
Hey, you know what, Harold? It's like sunny down here. It's like 73 degrees right here right now where I'm at in Tupelo, Mississippi, from Shannon, Mississippi. So we got nice days. I got the windows up, looking outside, man. Like, the dog is not barking, so that's a good thing.
Oh, wow, man.
We got some great guests on the show tonight, man. We got Miss Williams on the show.
Man, I was really excited, man. That's why I called in, man. That gal, Kitra Williams, man, she's not only beautiful, man, but she's so talented, man. I mean, I'm like a real fan, man.
Wow. Hey, Harold, check it out, my brother. We're going to let Kitra talk to us for a second. She's going to introduce herself to the rest of the world. She's going to introduce her guest off on the phone. Kitra, what's up, darling? How you doing?
Hey, how's everybody doing? I'm doing just great.
Great. You heard Harold, didn't you? Harold said he has a crush on you right now.
Well, Harold,
oh, wow.
I'm very flattered. Thanks so much. It's been, put it this way, I'm glad I don't look like what I feel like.
Oh, wow, okay. Hey, looks like we had some problems earlier today. Ms. Keisha was been trying to call me up, guys. She's been trying to call me up and let me know about the artist that she had, was going to be on the phone. None of the artists are here right now. But you do have a guest. Who do we have today, Keisha?
Yes, we have Mr. Trevor Holland.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Trevor Hall? How you doing, brother?
I'm good, brother. Pleasure to be here, man.
Good, man. It's a pleasure to have you also, man. You hear what Miss Kitra, we're going to see what you guys got going on in 1 second, my brother. But until
right.
we do that, you know, just sit back and hold on, guys. Get you some water. Sit it by your side. Don't waste on your computer, though. And keep the background noise at a minimum. Harold, where you at, Harold?
Hey, man, Caesar, I'm here, man. I'm over here, man. I'm putting it on mute, man. You know I'm over here hosting DC Productions mini concert hall, man. I'm over here, and, oh, man, we're getting it in, man. We're getting ready to go live with these bands, man. We got this out-of-body experience band coming on soon, man. So we're just over here setting up. I'm hosting, man, and I just, you know, had to get on, man. You got Kitra on here, man, and she's doing big things in the Washington, D.C. area with this million youth march she's doing, man. I'm so excited about having her on the show and, you know, man, just getting her to explain what she's doing. I hope everybody supports everything she's doing, man. I mean, this is far out, man.
Yes, sir. The Million Youth Peace March is coming up soon in October. So we're going to let Peace talk about that, and we're going to talk to her protege with her also. Timothy was supposed to be in here also. I don't know what happened to him, but anyway, you know, if we can't get somebody, the show must go on. So let me play another song for you guys right quick. Harold, you can put your phone back on mute. I'm going to play another song for you guys out there. Caesar,
can I say something, man? Well, I kind of like to hear that song, man, that you and your uncle did, man. I haven't heard that in a long time. Can you play that one time tonight and just, like, dedicate it to me, man?
Wow, wow, wow. Harold, you know what?
You seem like you're having a party over there all by yourself, Harold.
Oh, well, you know how it is. I mean, you know, hey, I just love everybody, you know. Everything's so peaceful. But DJ Black Caesar doesn't let everybody know that he's got a hit song out there. We actually promote and play on our radio station here in the D.C. area, man.
Yeah.
I'm just like a big fan.
Oh, that's
awesome.
I like to hear it, too.
You know what? You guys are on top of it, man. You guys are on top of it. Let me see if I can even find that song for you guys real quick. Give me a couple seconds. I don't even know what it's called. Harold, do you know what the song is called?
Oh, man, I think she's hot, right?
Oh, she's hot, yeah, I got you.
Yeah, man.
Let me see.
DJ, while you're looking for this song, is there a number we can have our other artists call in on? Because we got a few people that want to come in on this party.
Yes, ma'am. They can call me at 646-716-5971. Once again, that number is 646 is the area code, 716-5971. You got that, Ms. Keisha?
Give it to me one more time, baby. I'm sorry. I had a little problem here.
It's hold on one second. Let me see what it is. It's 646.
646.
716.
716.
5971.
Oh, awesome.
Yes,
awesome.
Ma'am.
Awesome. We're going to have a party tonight, man. It's going to be amazing. Okay, I'm going to see them in the number.
Wow. Cool. You know what, Harold? I'm having a difficult time finding that song. Hold on for a second. Let me see.
Caesar, man, I have the version, man, but it's a bootleg, man. I've been selling these all over the place, man, so I hope you're not mad at me.
Oh, wow.
No wonder he wants to hear that song. He's making a fortune off of that song, man.
Wow.
Well, somebody has to. I actually I'm trying to get some of your son's music since he was on American Idol there, Kitra.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
I can make that happen for you, dear. I'm telling you, he's got a number one hit over there in Korea. You want to hear this song. You want to get this song. So I'm going to make sure you get a copy of that one.
Oh, absolutely. And my manager, DC Music Man, DC, with DC Productions, he told me you were actually singing for him today, so he was, like, really freaked out.
We had a really wonderful time today on the phone, and DC is just a wonderful person. And,
oh, yeah, he's my boss.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, wonderful. Well, I'm looking forward to working with him. He seems like he's got a lot of exciting things going on.
Wow. We can't find that song, man. You had to put me on the spot, little brother. You had to do that, man. I don't know why you did that, but you put me on the spot. Let's see what I can play. Hold on one second. Let's see. We got to play something because I got to get it going. Let's play this song right here. This is Greg Machado's song, Secret Treasures.
Baby girl, shake your body. Invade the dance floor, don't hurt nobody. You could do that, my could use a hottie. I'ma spark up the haze and you could take some shots. But the way you're moving next to me feels like you want some ecstasy. You gon' be the shorty next to see the reason why these ladies wanna get the best of me. So, how we gon' do it tonight, right? How we gon' celebrate life, like? Take a couple shots, don't even think twice, nah.
Make it happen. You like to say that I'm nasty, girl. You're right. Just come away with me. Let me
didn't have any good intentions, but you knew that you would get all the attention that you want, you want, you want. Did I forget to mention? You got me caught up in a different dimension. Got me stuck and I can't finish my sentence. So I wanna know.
How we gon' do it tonight, right? How we gon' celebrate life, like? Take a couple shots, don't even think twice. Don't even think twice, nah.
Make it last under the moonlight. Tonight. You like to say that I'm nasty, girl. You're right. Just come away.
I'm on, can't turn me off. I'ma go down, I'ma break you off. Champagne bottles in a downtown loft, and the way I go deep, it might make you pause, right? I'ma get you on top tonight. No phone calls, no clothes, no lights. Don't hold back, girl, don't you fight. It's showtime, girl, rock my mic. I'm a young boss, yeah, I got my stripes. I could change your life, and you just my type. You turn over and I put it on ice, and I won't think twice, let it roll like dice. Girl, name your price, psych. All I'm giving up is real good type. I'ma do what you like, then I'm back on my flight, still daydreaming about me and you and
Mr. Tyler Perry as his leading lady in Diary of a Mad Black Woman. And I tell people, I may be black, but I ain't mad at you. That was one of the that was one of the most intriguing experiences that I've ever had working in theater. And it was also very exciting because Tyler is a nut. He is crazy. And he just makes a working atmosphere very fun, and so I learned a lot from him. I worked with him on that play, and then I also did Bishop T.D. Jakes, A Woman That Right Loose. I had the blessed opportunity of starting that, and was great. Tyler actually produced that, and so so that was how I first met him, and then I started. I cannot mention the great names of directors in theater without mentioning the great Mr. Michael Matthews. He is considered the godfather of gospel. And I don't know if you're familiar with the play many years ago by the name of Mama Don't.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Okay. Well,
not
Michael Matthews, yep. Okay, well, there was a very famous play. Michael Matthews started that. He is the one who actually paved the way for our brother Tyler Perry and the David Talberts and all the great directors that are out today. So we give kudos to Mr. Michael Matthews, who gave us all our start. He hired me. I never will forget my very first time auditioning for a play. I was in Los Angeles, California, and I auditioned, and I was a little younger then. And so he said to me, "You're going to be my leading lady." And I said, "What does that mean?" "That means you're going to play the lead role in all of my plays." And I said, "But I don't know how to act." He says, "Anybody can sing that good can act." And so he hired me literally.
Wow.
He literally hired me for the first 5 years. And I was his leading lady going up and down the road doing the Chitlin' Circuit, as they call it, and, you know, and
okay.
just having a wonderful career with acting. Yeah, so that's how I got started there. Then I went on to do Oprah Winfrey's The Color Purple on Broadway with Fantasia. That was a joy, a
right.
treat. She is absolutely
right.
phenomenal. I have the blessed opportunity of working with Dr. Bobby Jones from BET, the Word Network.
Wow.
He is the oldest, black radio
wow.
station, gospel station on television, on BET. And so I was his lead background vocalist in that. And so now I'm doing my own plays. I'm directing. I'm writing. Still acting, and I'm doing. We're putting out the "Wake Up, Your Poison Is Ready" play. That's
okay.
going to be a benefit fundraiser, for the march that we're going to be doing on Capitol Hill called the Million Youth Peace March International.
Right,
and that's
right.
where my dear friend, Mr. Trevor Holland comes in at. He's a great. He'll tell you a little bit about himself. Excellent singer, actor. And just a wonderful man, and he's lending his gifts and talents to my work that we're going to be opening up in Madison, Wisconsin, coming up May the 11th for Mother's Day. We're actually leaving town on April the 19th to go prepare for that,
Okay, cool. That's what's up. Sounds like you got your hands really, really busy. You sound like you're out there a lot. Got a lot of things going on, Ms. Keetra, and we want to know about it. You got a lot of people on my phone lines right now. The phone lines are lit up pretty early. You got people got questions right now. It's all going crazy right now. Haywire, guys. Hey, I see everybody has a question mark by their names, by your numbers. So why don't you give her a few minutes, let her talk a little bit more, and then I'll start taking questions, okay? Now, Ms. Keetra, you said you're doing a Million Youth Peace March in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill. Now, can you tell me a little bit about what that's about? What is the Peace March
Absolutely.
About?
Absolutely, dear. About 3 years ago, my son said to me, he said, "Mama," he said, "youth are doing more than just walking around with their pants hanging down talking about what up." So I said, "Well, okay, well, why are you telling me?" He says, "Well, we've had the Million Men March, the Million Women's March." He said, "We need to have a Million Youth March." And I thought, son, that's awesome. I said, let me pray about that. And so I came back about a week later. I said, that's a great idea that you have, but I hear the Lord saying that we need to add two words to that. One is peace, which will identify the spirit in which you're coming in, and the other one is international, because this crisis that we have called violence is not just within our own country. It's an international crises. And so that's how the title or the vision of Million Youth Peace March International came about. My son is a co-founder of that, and we did our first one in 2011 on Capitol Hill. We had youth come as far as the British Virgin Islands, and we had a little over 2,000 that first year. It was very, very successful.
Wow.
Howard University, our sponsors. Yeah, we had great support. And each year just got greater and greater. And so this year is really special because we've got lots of celebrity brands coming on board to assist us. They're not charging us a dime. They're coming, rolling their sleeves back and saying, "Hey, listen, this is a no-brainer. we can see across the nation that our children are needing to have our support. They're needing to
right.
be loved. They need to be listened to. So this Million Youth Peace
right.
March is a national platform whereby we can hear our youth and their concerns within their communities, within their homes, about violence, the senseless killings that are going on in this nation. And so it's a platform for them to speak out, to tell us, you know, well, to encourage one another first against violence. And then it's an opportunity for us to speak to each other, we who are our peers and their mentors, and just let them know how we can meet them at their point of need. And so that's what this is about.
Wow. You know what? You sound very inspirational. You just inspired me to say, hey, you know, that sounds like a really, really good thing. I'm really interested in it, and I will be there myself to help out any kind of way I can. And my guy, D.C., he'll be there also because he lives right there in D.C., so you guys got a lot to talk about. You said you were looking for a building where you can hold your the politicians can hang out at, so I think my guy's
yeah.
already said he's going to give you guys the billing, so we it's
awesome.
Just great, man. It's going to go down in history. Now I got a couple more questions. Let me see if Harold the Hippie has a question. Where you at, Harold the Hippie? You got a question for Ms. Keetra?
Oh man, it's Keetra, man. Definitely, man. I was wondering, man. I'm like really, you know, just like I talked to my boss, man, my manager, DC, and he was telling me how beautiful her voice sounds, man. So I mean, is it possible we can get a little something here live on the air?
How did I know you were going to ask me that, Carol?
Well, great minds think alike, Kitra.
Absolutely. Yes, I will sing something. Would you like me to sing it now or later or when you want to hear?
Well, I mean,
me
personally, I think it would be great now.
Okay, there's a song that I wrote that we're going to do with our 500 voice choir. It's called Make Room for the Children. And it starts off with the children singing to us, and then the second half is us singing to the children. And it goes like this. A cry from the wilderness, a voice still unheard, a nation full of politics, when will they learn? Children dying every day, and things are getting worse. Time to lay aside our pride and put the children first. Make room for the children, 'cause we are the future, and we deserve to live. Please make room for the children. Make it a safe and peaceful world we all can share. Let's make it a safe and peaceful world that show you care. Then we come in and say, focus to bring a change through sorrows and tears. Your life's not shed in vain. That's why we are here. There's a gleam of shining light reminding us of you. The pains we share inspire our fight, and all that we must do will make room for the children. 'Cause you are our future, and you deserve to live. We'll make room for the children. We'll make it a safe and peaceful world we all can share. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes.
Safe and peaceful world to show we care.
Wow.
Excellent.
Wow. We got a superstar line, guys, right now, guys. If you don't know who this is right now, you're going to know by the end of the night. Hey, you got a beautiful voice, young lady. You got a beautiful voice.
Thanks, DJ. Thank you. I'd also like to hear a little something. Listen, we got to share the love because I'm going to tell you something. Brother Trevor, he is a phenomenal singer himself, and that's why I invited him to come on board.
Oh, wow.
Tour. And yeah, also, and he's also good, you know, besides being the evil, very mean, bad husband in my play, he is a phenomenal, gifted talent, and he's an awesome songwriter. And as we could just hear a little bit from him, if he could, we could allow him to share about what
yes,
he's,
ma'am.
You know, what
yes,
he's
ma'am.
Done. Yes, please, Holland.
Okay, you want to hear it right now? Or, well, I want to hear it right now.
About who he started with, and then lay the song on him.
Okay. This is one of the songs I'll be doing in the play. I'll give you a little verse from it, and it's called "Lost and All Alone." It's one of my one of the songs I had out prior. In the past a little bit, so I let me do a little something for it right quick. Remember the night we both were young and shy. Both ignorant to the fact that love can make you cry. Yeah, yeah. We ventured into a path that we forever be. Together in love throughout eternity. Keep on singing to me, baby. When you and I were kids, we never really knew how powerful your love could be, baby. But now that we're all grown up, the promises we make get harder to keep. Even though we try, I was lost and all alone. If you ever left my side, stay right here forever, please. Girl, all I was sure to die, I'll be lost and all alone. If you ever left my side, stay right here forever, please. Girl, I'm alive, surely die. That's how we going out here, man.
Do we have Christopher Bolton with us? He's another one of our artists that's going on the road with us, and he is phenomenal.
Okay.
I know that's right.
Keacher, you didn't get him on the phone, man. What's up? Can we get him on the phone?
I texted them the number. I thought they were going to call you to get on the. I did text them the number.
Let me see. This might be him right here.
816. It should be 818 number. 818 number.
818. I got 858-608.
And I think a 608, and an 818.
Okay, I see 608. Hold on for 1 second.
Okay, that's for the colleague.
608, are you there? 608.
Yeah, meet and greet.
Hello, 608, are you there?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, my brother?
How you
doing?
What's
up, brother? I'm doing great, man. Now, can I ask you a question? Are you one of the people that's supposed to be on the show with Miss Keetra?
Yeah, he is.
No, I'm not on the show. This is Khalif from Moab Hill.
Right, Khalif. He's supposed to be on the show with me.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm one of the hosts of the show.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Definitely. I didn't understand the question. Yep, absolutely.
Right. Well, you got to push one, man, so I can see you, my brother. You've been on the phone line for
push
quite
one.
A minute, man. You did?
Yeah, I pushed one.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on for a second. What is your number again? Say your first three digits.
My number is 354.
His area code. Give him your area code. Dude. Give him your area code.
Yeah.
Area code is 608.
Yeah, I see you now, my man. 354. Yeah. I got a 661 number out there, 309. What is that, caller? Going one. Going twice. You're
Is that Christopher Bolton? That might be from California.
Hold on. Let me open his mic back up. He doesn't want to say anything. Six six one. What's up, man?
Hey. Hello. Hello.
Chris, is that here? Yeah, that's Chris.
One.
There it goes.
Okay.
Christopher,
Ooh,
you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Awesome. The family is here. We're a family now. I feel my help coming on.
Hey, teacher, we also got an 858 number that's light lit up. Is that one of your people also? 858-256. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's good, bro? It's Timothy.
Oh,
hey,
yeah, that's my Timothy.
What's
I just gave him the number, too. Awesome.
Okay.
So the game's
now,
all here, huh?
Now we can get on with our show. Okay,
yeah.
Guys. Now
we ready now.
Hey, teacher, I got a question for you. Which one of these gentlemen would you like to go first, and whatever they want to do, which one?
Okay, I'd like Brother Christopher to go next. Christopher is the gentleman that I was telling you about that I've toured with. For many, many years doing plays. He started off as my son many years ago with Michael Matthews, as I mentioned to you about Michael Matthews. And he ended up, I think he did play my husband 1 year. He got a little older. He thought he was grown, and he got the opportunity to play my husband. But Christopher and I have toured the country for many years doing plays. He is my vocal arranger for the Wake Up Your Poisons Ready play, and he is coming on the tour with us. And I'd like Christopher to introduce himself. And Christopher, we need you to sing just a little something, something for us.
Well, good evening, everybody.
How's it going, my brother?
Well, my name is Chris Bolton, and I'm originally from Chicago, and I've been in the entertainment industry for about maybe 25 years now. Kitcher and I started off around about the same time. As you mentioned, we started with Michael Matthews back in the day, and I tell you, God has just been just blessing us ever since. And I've done approximately maybe over about 45 different stage plays. And out of them, maybe 20 of them toured nationally across the country. And I've got a chance to do – I just completed the Wiz Broadway show this past November in Chicago, so we got a chance to do that. And I'm also a former background singer for the legendary Chaka Khan and Mary Mary. And then I started off – I had my own solo project launched in 2007, so I got a chance to do that, and then I've done a couple of movies, and we have our own stage play. So God is just good. So here we are now working with my sister, and we're so excited, looking forward to launching her new show. And so it is what it is.
Wow,
well,
man. Like
I told him how wonderful you could sing, if you could just please give us a little something before he goes on to the next guest.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Hopefully you guys can hear me good on the phone, because I'm actually on my earpiece.
Sure.
Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me pretty good?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, I'll just sing a line of this is one of my favorite songs. Take Me to the King by Tamela Mann.
Okay.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory. To you I sing the song. Take me to the King.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Was that good enough? Was that enough? Yeah, I'm feeling that. I like that. Okay.
Yeah. We're going to hurt something.
We cooking with gas now, y'all.
Thank you, Christopher. Wow. You still do me like you used to do me many years ago.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, we're just so excited. I mean, again, this Million Youth March that Kitcher's doing, it has just been just
right.
a blessing, you know, across the country.
Right.
And so, you know, so we're looking to take this from city to city, you know, just igniting the people to have them join and be a part of what we're doing, you know. And I don't know if she mentioned, but, you know, even the proceeds that she's taking in, she's just giving it right back to the Million Youth March. So I think it's just a blessing to be able to give back to the community to help, you
right.
know. So we're excited,
right.
man, you know, and I can't wait to get there, you know. I'm telling you, we're just singing over the phone. But I tell you, when you hear Kitcher live, it's a wrap.
You and Trevor, too. I'm telling you guys.
Hey,
that's
dope.
We gonna have so much fun. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's gonna be real exciting.
You got me excited.
Real
I can't wait either, man. We have brother DJ. Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I'm listening to you guys. What do you got?
Okay, next, I'd like to introduce brother Khalif. He's our youth peace ambassador out there in Madison, Wisconsin, and that's where we're going to open up the play at for Mother's Day. And he is moving and shaking out there in leaps and bounds. And I'm telling you, he has great favor in that city. And he is preparing the table. When I tell you, he is preparing the table for us to feast. He has a powerful team out there that is rallying up on behalf of this Million Youth Peace March. And I'm telling you, the sky is the limit with this brother. I have not met him yet, but I promise you, he is my brother. I know him in the spirit, and I can't wait to see him and give him a big hug because he has gone far and beyond the call of duty. He has a passion
wow.
for the youth, and what he does is no secret to that community. They love him
right.
dearly, and he has great favor. And so we're very excited about the sacrifices that he has made to prepare the way for us as we prepare to get to come there in April 19th. So, Brother Khalif, if you could please just introduce yourself and what it is that you've been doing to prepare for us in the march, I'd appreciate it.
Cool. Thank you very much, Ms. Keisha.
Oh, sorry about that. My phone was on mute.
Thank you so much,
Sister Kitra. And you guys are going to be dynamic down here. You guys, oh, my God. All y'all got these crazy voices.
They awesome, man.
Man, that's going to be a powerhouse. I don't think nothing like that ever hit Madison before. But, you know, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you guys come down, and I can't wait for you guys to get here. We got a lot of great things lined up for you guys. We're going to try to get you guys all over this place and make sure that
wow.
everybody know about this initiative and try to get everybody and their mama to rally behind us
right,
to support
right.
our youth.
Right.
And I've been in talks with Ms. Kitra for the last almost 2 months, and from the beginning it was an instantaneous connection, and I definitely look at her as a mentor and a mother figure. And I definitely love and respect her already. It's like we've already met, and we do know each other in the spirit. There's no doubt about that.
Nice.
So then, a little bit about me. I am formerly incarcerated. I came out on fire. Got connected to a phenomenal network. Learned from one of my mentors, who's Jerome Dillon out here. And ever since then, he gave me the rope. He gave me the keys to the city. And ever since then, I've been holding down the fort. And so, given that, you know, I've been able to do some amazing things in a short period of time. I've been able to establish my own organization, Breaking Barriers Mentoring, Inc., that was co-founded with me and my wife. In addition to that, you know, our organization is about comprised of close to 70 people, and we have a very vast network, giant building, big space. And I'm also the vice president of Moses, which is the largest social justice organization here in Madison, Dane County, arguably. And I am an artist. I have a rap group, a conscious rap group, and we just got signed with Curtis Blow just recently. And we on fire as well.
Part of my passion is the youth. I got caught up in the system at an early age, and so I understand the underlying challenges that they're faced with. And not only am I understanding of those challenges, I know how to reach them in a way that many people don't. Speak their language and also speak mine, and we try to kind of exchange those worlds with them so that they can see a better way of doing things and expose them to a better network and hope and opportunity. What made the most sense to me about the Million Youth Peace March is how they began their journey. And the question that Kitra's son had asked her also resonated with me as well. We have heard from the million moms, the million men, and all of those particular things, but we haven't really heard from our youth. And so many times, often too many times, we always try to be a solution to the problems that our youth are faced with, but we never ask mm-hmm. them what they need. We never ask them how can
right,
we help.
Right.
We never right. give them that platform that they need to express themselves. And so because of that, and because of all of the things that I've been interrupted in, because my background is gang, street life, pimping, all of that stuff. And so I was only 15 years old when I went into the system. So I know what they're going through. And so I think that this is a great initiative, and I think that it's going to be a great opportunity for them to be able to express themselves. I think everybody's going to be on board with that. If they're not, then I don't know what they're out for.
Yeah.
Wow. That's real powerful, my brother. So, hey, you know what? You guys are really, really positive. You got a lot of stuff going on out there. You guys really impressed me on the phone lines, and you got the phone lines going crazy right now. Miss Keisha, Stacy Darlene said you got a beautiful voice. All you guys got beautiful voices, so you guys keep up the good work. And Stacy Darlene will be on in just a little bit, and she'll be taking over the interviews and talking to you guys. So, Stacy Darlene, hurry up, lady. Let's go. In Las Vegas, my chief editor for the magazine, the A&R Review magazine, Urban Edition magazine, Stacy Darlene. Also, A&R Review magazine by DC, the Music Man. We got two magazines out right now. And you know what? My brother Curtis Blow is a good friend of mine. So I hear what you're saying, man. Curtis Blow is in he's going to be in this issue, the March issue of the magazine coming out soon. The April issue. He'll be in that. So you guys check that out. Curtis Blow will be in there. He has a wonderful, extensive interview with Stacy Darlene. We got a lot of things going on and a lot of stuff. Hey, I'm from Chicago. I lived in Wisconsin for about 8 years. So, hey, you know what? I know where you guys are coming from. I know where you guys are at. I know what you got going on. So you guys sound like family right now.
Exactly where
Harold
we are.
Still on the phone line. I see Harold is still on the phone lines. What's up, Harold, the hippie? What's going on with you, brother?
Oh, man, I'm just here at DC Productions mini concert hall, man. We're getting ready to start things up, man. So I'm just, like, chilling, man, just relaxing, man, just, like, really laid back, man. But, wow, man, this is a great show, man. I'm waiting for Stacy to get on, man, before I start hosting the show because she owes me some money, man.
Hey, I hear you, man.
Yeah, man, I'm checking some of my special brownies out there in Las Vegas, man, and it's funny, man, because she had to sign for him, man, and she told me that she didn't sign for him, but they sent me the receipt back, man, and it says Stacy Darlene. So I think she was trying to pull a fast one on me, man.
Hey, Harold the hippie, hold on one second. He's just upset. Hey, she said, no, she told you upset about the turtle. Are the turtle still sick, the hippie?
Oh, man, she's just trying to act fancy, man. That's a problem, man. But, yeah, man, I know what she's trying to pull, man.
Oh, wow. Hey, I don't know what you guys are talking about, so I'm going to get back to my interview. Hey, guys, check it out right now. I'm going to go to another song. This song is by my man Bam Bam Valentine. We run this party, and we'll be right back with more of the DJ Black Season Friends show. Just hold on one second.
I'm looking for this feeling I can't explain. It takes over my body, but I maintain. My heart beating so fast. can we make it last? Yeah. It's something that I can't keep to myself. It's crowded, but I don't see no one else. It's louder than the noise in here. I don't care, I just came here to dance. Turn the music up and turn down the lights. Can't get
NerveDJ.com. Yo, 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 we back right now with Ms. Keetra on the phone and about a dozen other brothers on the phone. Let's get back into the interview, guys. You just heard my man Bam Bam Valentine. We run this party, man. That's the guy I'm promoting right now. He's lovely, lovely, lovely. He has a lot of good music, always good music. We got nothing but good music here on the DJ Black Season Friends show, guys. It all goes down every Wednesday night right here at 7 p.m. Central. So if you guys got nothing going on, check us out. We're always live. We got live with major and independent artists on the show, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, you know what? You need to get yourself a T-shirt. You know what? You need a Rent Stew Pay Me T-shirt. You know what? You can order a T-shirt right now. 8 different flavors they come in. Red, yellow, pink, green, blue, orange, whatever you can come up with. 8 different colors. We got them right here. Rent, Stew, Baby. All right? $20 for the short sleeves, $22 for the long sleeve. Well, you know what? It's summertime, so I think we're just going to sell the long sleeve shirts, the short sleeve shirts right now. So you guys get yourself a T-shirt. Order it now. Hey, also, order the A&R Magazine. A&R Magazine. A&R is a wonderful magazine. It's got everything in it from music. Hey, you know what? We got an A&R Urban Edition magazine with cooking recipes. We got music. We got musicians in there. We got artists in there. We got independent artists. We got Curtis Blow coming out this month right here. Curtis Blow will be in the magazine. You guys need to get one right now. We'll have the tagged all over Facebook, all over all over Twitter, all over LinkedIn, all over YouTube. We'll have all the links for you guys. If you need to get one of these magazines, they're going real fast. Hope you get one. Hey, now, I got a question for you, Ms. Keisha Keitra. I got a question for you, for you, for you. Now, Ms. Keitra, you got a lot of people on the phone. You got a lot of people on the phone lines right now, and we're having a good show right now. We've been talking to them. All the gentlemen have been pretty much significant in what they do, and I like them. So I got a question. Do you have anybody else that wants to sing for us? Because we're digging to sing. Do you have anybody else want to sing for us, Ms. Keitra?
Well, let me see. Brother Khalid, you do rap, right?
Yeah, we do holy hip hop, but we to leave in a minute because I gotta go visit a client here.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm gonna have to back. I'm gonna have to leave in about 3-4 minutes, something like that.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, before
cool.
you leave, can you grace us with one of your rap songs, real quick, maybe just the first verse of something.
Okay. I can do that. Let me see here.
It's called What a Life. My voice a little edgy though, but it's called What a Life. What a life. Ooh, what a life. Suffering pain, been a while since the last I experienced joy. Nothing but cold, cloudy days. When the night just comes storms, millions of times I done turned to the Lord, tapping and rapping and kicking, even banged on the doors. But I wonder if somebody in my rapping and tapping, cause somebody give me a reason for this bad fate I'm having. Life to be hard and to keep attacking, light with the dark, the night with the dark. Never see the rise of the sun. The world is a cold place, corruption we can't escape. We living from day to day, and we cultivated with hate. This rage is in the remotes and destructing this world. Quote, the reason we that be smoking to weed may not be holding in me. Witness my life, and you might praise the deceased. Despair would drink of my peace, and it's them planted a seed. So now, this leave me stuck with just the garden of greed. I'm in 100 feet of water, trying to come up and breathe. And the only help I need is to be resting in peace, because what a life.
Yeah. I get you, my brother.
Work it. Awesome. Thank you,
brother.
Thank you. Yeah.
Brother, we appreciate that. Ms. Keisha, you got a lot of gas. You got a lot of stuff. Yeah, Keisha, you got a lot of stuff going on right now, man. So let's go back to the million. Let's go back to the million.
I gotta leave, y'all. I don't mean to interrupt, but I have
okay,
to leave.
Brother. Nice
I love
you,
you all.
Nice
I can't wait
sir.
For you guys to get down here. Thank you for the opportunity. And we will see you guys when you get here. Y'all keep rocking it. And we'll see you soon. God willing.
Peace, soldier.
Peace, queen.
Peace.
All right, dear brother.
Peace, my brother. All right, man. Look, check it out, guys. Like I said before, we got a great show going on. Ms. Keitra. She has all these guys on the phone with us, man, and they're putting it down real nice. And Ms. Keitra, I mean, can you tell us a little bit more about the Million Youth Peace March? I mean, it's going to be in October, correct?
Yes, DJ. It's going to be a two-day event, and it's going to be October the 24th and 25th. October the 24th. We're talking to Brother DC about hosting our Agape Award ceremony, where we'll have our youth will be there, being presented as the entrepreneurs that they are. They'll do anti-bullying skits. We'll be honoring teachers and motivational speakers, both youth as well as adults. We'll have some singing and all, and dancing and all that good stuff going forth. And then the following day, we will have some more awards presentations, more excellent singing, guest speakers. We will also be having Mr. Curtis Blow. He's going to be there, and he's going to be talking to kids about hip-hop, and he's going to perform for us as well. We're going to have Mr. Trevor Holland. Going to be performing for us, and his son, who is also a rapper, is going to be on the main stage. Your son, what's your son's name, Trevor?
Rico Cross. He's called Rico Montana.
Rico Montana. We're excited about him being on board. And we're just gonna hear those babies out. They're gonna share their stories from tragedy to triumph, and we're gonna listen, and then we're going to share with them how we believe we can meet them at their point of need. And we're also going to march from the Capitol to the Washington Monument, where we will be signing, all the leaders will be signing a peace treaty. And after we sign the peace treaty, we'll blow the shofar and we'll go home. It's going to be a full 2 days festivities. We're excited because we've got youth peace ambassadors rounding up their youth and very different organizations and coalitions from all over the country are going to be coming out from various different parts of the country to the Capitol, and we're just excited. This is really going to be a monumental event, and they're already likening this march to the march of the Peace March of Martin Luther King Jr. in 1963.
Oh, wow.
So I mean, I can never compare to him. We know that he was an advocate of peace for all mankind, regardless of the ethnicity. And that's basically, you know, we're just kind of riding off of his coattail, and very grateful for the privileges and opportunities that he paid for us to be where we are today.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hey, I got somebody on the phone lines that wants to say something to you guys. 209, I think I know who that is. What's up, doll? How you doing?
Hi. Thank you. Hi.
Hey, how you
hi, everybody.
Man?
This is
Shelly.
Hello. This is Shelly Hernandez with Demo Spin Radio. I'm just honored to be a part of this thing. I would hope to be there to witness it with my own two eyes. I appreciate what you guys are doing, and your passion is so awesome. Oftentimes you don't appreciate how much important that
Hey, Shelly, your foam is picking up a little bit, Shelly.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit.
How's that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Better, yeah.
I think it was feedback. My apologies. I appreciate you guys for actually doing this, because I've always prayed for it, that somebody would recognize the youth and celebrate them, because truly, truly, we ignore them. And all my life I've been told to shut up, and we need to stop doing that to our children. You know, we need to stop. We need to. I personally wanted to make a mixtape for this event to present to the children from all kinds of different genres and such. You know, I hear you guys' voices, and I don't have that caliber of vocals, but I did write a song for it. But I appreciate you guys doing this. I really do. And I just want to ask you, Ketra, it was your name?
Ketra.
My apologies. I just wanted to ask you, you know, with your son and everything, is he going to speak then?
My son is going to be there. He will be speaking as well as performing.
And will there be like a video footage or anything that we could behold if we couldn't make it?
Well, we are going to be doing a documentary called The Making of the Million Youth Peace March. And so, yes, we will possibly have something available for you. Can I give them some contact information, DJ?
Yes, ma'am. Most definitely.
Okay, wonderful.
Yes,
yeah. So I'll just you can go to our website at millionyouthpeacemarch.org, and we'll have purchases for various different, you know, products that we'll be selling. We'll have a program journal. We'll have T-shirts, memorabilia. We'll have the video eventually. So, yes, I mean, there's going to be lots of opportunities to support in whatever way that you would love to support. Thank you so much for even wanting to do so.
Yes. Is there other ways that others could support? Say they couldn't offer a song or be present, or is there any kind of other ways that others could at least be a part of the ripple?
Absolutely. This is going to be an annual event. So if you miss out this year, immediately after this one, we're going to start rounding up for next year to begin planning again. You can't imagine the type of hard work that goes into something like this, and the planning has to be way in advance. There's opportunities for you to get your hands dirty. You can dive in, and it takes a lot of work. It takes a village, and many hands make the loaf light. So we would love to have your volunteer services. We, of course, could always use monies. We're doing a tour, and we have some overhead expenses for our cast members and that are leaving their homes, you know, to make sacrifices to help raise monies for youth to come to the Capitol. So we are in need of donations. They can go to the PayPal. You can go to the PayPal account at millionyouthpeacemarch@gmail.com and make your donations towards this cause. Yes, it's millionyouthpeacemarch.org.
Well, thank
Shelly
you.
Hernandez
I appreciate
is
you guys.
One of my friends. She's really an activist and helping with the the love thing, about breaking love.
Spreading love, yes.
Spreading love,
oh, yeah.
Vibration.
Yeah.
Hey, Kendra, man.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Kendra, how are you? Hey, Kendra, I just talked to DC, man, and he's, he's giving me okay on his end, but what he'd like to do for the Million Peace March for the youth, he'd like to actually run an ad, a free ad leading up to the event in the magazine, A&R Review, man.
Cool. Most definitely.
Awesome. Thank you. Tell DC thank you.
Absolutely, man. He's a big
supporter,
man.
I was going to talk to Petra a little later on about that also. I got Stacey Carlina on the phone. What's up, Stacey? How you doing, man?
Hey, how's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, wow. It's Stacey. Rent's due. Pay me.
Hey, you know what? Let me tell you something here. I need to defend myself. One day I asked, Harold wanted to go for a walk. I said, take your turtle for a walk, because, he walks his turtle. What he does is he's walking in the snow, munching on brownies, and walking the turtle. I keep telling him, now he's blaming me for the cold of the turtle, and I don't understand why he didn't pick up the turtle and put the brownie down.
Stacey, I tell you, I was on a different mode then, but what's really crazy is I sent you, and I know you thought you were slick, I sent you some of my special brownies to Las Vegas, to your address, and you actually signed for them, so you owe me some money. I like that.
Yeah, that's what I figured. There had to be some special brownies because he didn't want to put them down.
They're very special. But yeah, you signed for him, so, let's do playing, right?
Yeah, okay. Okay,
hey,
Harold, go walk
your
turtle.
How you doing,
Stacey? I'm doing really good tonight. I am just amazed at these voices. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I've been sitting back, while I can, listening in, and, just beautiful. You have, Kitcher, you have an amazing voice. All the gentlemen that have been in here tonight, and just phenomenal. I was left speechless with some of it. It's wonderful when we get to do the show, but even more phenomenal when we actually have some really, really, not that they're, everybody out there is talented, on our show, obviously, but to have some amazing voices like that has been just, it was wonderful to hear it. And then on top of that, to know what you're doing with this march, I'm amazed. That's awesome to come together that to do that. What are your roles in that? Are you guys performing there, or what exactly are you guys doing with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to be playing the lead role of Ruth, and I'm a very desperate to be married type of woman, destitute, very distracted with my hubby, who is very controlling, and it's all about him and his career and what he wants. And I cater to that because I'm looking for a husband, someone to love me, and someone to love my my son, to be a father to my son, because my son never had this father figure in his life. Unfortunately, Paul failed that whole expectation, and so the Wake Up Your Poison is Ready title. It relates to my blindness to the relationship, the reality of the fact that he's not interested in a relationship. He's more interested in career, but he marries me to use me to get from point A to point B. At the end of the day, all of us find out that the only way to true success is through Christ. We have some gang members that get involved in some not-so-good activity, of course, and then they also find out that, you know, the lifestyle is just not worth it because loved ones end up getting killed and things of that sort. So Wake Up Your Poison is Ready means that, you know, hey, open up your eyes and see there's always something out there to poison your destiny, short-circuit your goals, your dreams, your aspirations. But if you just open up your eyes and focus and be true to you and be true to God, then success will come.
Amen. You did some, I was kind of, like I said, I was listening in between. Unfortunately, I couldn't follow everything, but I did write, you were in Diary of a Mad Black Woman with Tyler Perry. Was that how you got your start, or were you performing before that?
Oh, no. I was performing with Mr. Michael Matthews. I shared that as well.
That's right.
Who gave me my
Michael
start
Matthews,
in theater. Uh-huh. And then I got to work with him during my first five plays, the first 5 years, and then I went on to, I did David Talbert. And then actually David Talbert, I don't know if you're familiar with David Talbert, but he does a series on BET, and I think they showcased that video that I was in with him. It was a play he wrote called The Fabric of a Man, and I played a 300-pound fat woman. He put me in a 300-pound fat suit, and I played Miss Ernestine. And Miss Ernestine was a hot mess. So I did that. She was a hot mess. But anyway, so I did that, and then I met Tyler. I met Tyler. Actually, he mentioned to me that he was trying to get me, and David Talbot was kind of like, no, I'm not going to introduce you to her. You can't take her away from me. And Tyler went behind his back and talked to his stage set designer and told him, if you put me in contact with Kendra, I'll let you design my set. And that's how I met Tyler.
Wonderful. And I bet, how was that experience? I mean, I'm sure all our listeners want to know. He's such an amazing person, and you guys have, you know, it seems a lot of the, you know, same beliefs in certain things. How was that experience working with the Tyler Perry?
It was just absolutely phenomenal. Tyler is in, he's a sweat hawk when it comes to work because he's a perfectionist. He wants it to be right. But when I tell you, you laugh and you're rolling over and you're falling out the whole while. And he'll come in like out of nowhere. Like for instance, we'll be in a room and all of a sudden, you know, everybody's talking and everything is serious, and he'll come in and stand in the middle of the room and say, they're all going to laugh at me. They're all going to laugh at me. They're all going to laugh at me. And everybody's looking at this dumb talk dodo bird in the middle of the floor. He's like, what? You just got to have the attention. You just got to have a stage, right, Tyler? So, and I thought, we had a really wonderful time. I'm reminded of the time when he was getting ready to leave the play Woman Thou Art Loose. And he was getting ready to journey off to do his own thing. And so I cahooted behind his back and went and told the cast members, I said, listen, we're going to give him a surprise party. I said, but I'm going to, I got to distract him. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to act. They used to call me the diva. So Tyler was waiting for me to be this diva that he had heard about. And so, but he said, you're so unlike what people say that you are, Kitcher. You're really fun to work with. I said, what does that mean? He says, well, I was waiting for this diva to come out. And I said, well, I mean, you know, I'm confident in what I do, but I mean, hey, I'm not that, you know. So anyway, one day, I decided that I was going to get the cast of Cahoots with me against Tyler. It was his last day of working with us, and so we planned this big surprise party. And so I went and I bought all these different signs. It's a boy. It's a girl. Happy birthday. Sorry for your death. All kind of crazy signs, and we just put them all over the place. And we bought this big old cake, and then I had a small little cupcake. And so I was trying to get him to stay in my room while they were decorating the dressing room. And so we were getting ready to go on stage like in 45 minutes, and I was like, you guys have to hurry. So he came and knocked on my door and heard that Kitcher was finally being a diva. So he knocked on my door and he says, Kitcher, what's going on? I understand you decided you're not going to go on tonight. I said, no, I'm not. He said, why? Kitcher, what's wrong? I said, you know what you did to me. You know what you did to me. He said, Kitcher, what is wrong? I went, honey, talk to me. I said, no, I don't have anything to say to you. And I bust out of my room and left him sitting in my dressing room. And I ran down the stairs, and he took off and ran behind me. And when he walked in the room, everybody screamed, surprise! And so he said, oh, my God, because he's always pulling tricks on people. So I finally got him, right? So I walked up to him, and I said, Tyler, I said, this cupcake represents your sweetness. And the icing on the cupcake represents how you rose to the occasion. And the cherry that sits on top of the icing, I said, would you please have the honors of eating the cherry? And I was holding the cupcake in my hand, and he kneeled down to grab the cherry with his mouth, and I took the cupcake and smashed it in his face. Man, that's when it all happened. He started grabbing me with a big, beautiful sheet cake. We had a big, beautiful sheet cake. He grabbed the cake with his both hands, and he just grabbed a big hunk out of the cake, and he started throwing cake at me and everybody, and we were all throwing cake, and it was about a half an hour left to get on the show, and everybody was dressed in cake.
The last big part
of the cake that was left on the platter, he was looking for me, and he had it in his hand, right? And I was hiding underneath the stairway, and he found me. And I said, Tyler, no, please don't. And he took the whole half of the rest of the remaining of the cake and smashed it in my face, and we all went trying to get cleaned up before this half an hour being on stage. It was phenomenal.
Now, that's a great story. I've seen so many of his plays. And before we move on to some other questions that I have, I just have one more question about him. He is known for surprising you guys on stage. How did you, being a performer, react that? Because you could see, he'd just do some outlandish improv or, you know, say something right there on stage. How was that during the show?
I would tell you this. Tyler Sharpen. Every last one of my skills, whatever it was, he sharpened it, because he'd come on stage in the middle of a scene where he was not supposed to be, and he'd stand up there and look at me with a smirk on his face, and I knew he was getting ready to strike at me. And he'd say to me, he'd look at me, and I'd look at him, and the audience was waiting for it, and he'd say, you sure is ugly. And he just looked at me, you is ugly. And I turned around, and I was playing the role of an old lady at the time, and I put my head down, and I shake my head like an old lady, and I look back up, I raise my head real slow. I said, your mama. And the audience would just go off. And we'd go back and forth just like that, he'd say one line, I'd say another. He'd say one line, I'd say it. So he could never, ever catch me off guard. It was so fun. And then what happened one time, I really got him real well, because he came on stage in one of the cities, wasn't supposed to be on a scene, and he came up there looking all crazy with those bifocal glasses and these high water overalls. Somebody who was working with him on one of his plays that was getting ready to come out they came to me and said, Chitra, we're going to set Tyler up really good. We're going to give you some of his cue lines, his very funniest cue lines in his new play coming out. So when he comes at you, we want you to use some of his new lines in his play on him. And I got him real good, and he looked at me and bust out and started laughing because he's like, how does she get my work that I haven't even presented to the world yet, and she's feeding it to me on the stage, and the audience is cracking up. Yes, we had fun.
Now, I'm not sure of the names of the gentlemen. We have three men here that sang. I know somebody's rapping. We had two that sang. Do we have a total of three on here? Who's with us right now?
We have a total of two that sang, but actually Christopher texted me. He had to leave and go to another rehearsal that he had. Yeah, he's in California. He had to go to another rehearsal. But Trevor is still on.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Trevor, have you done any acting? I mean, I know that you've got an amazing voice. First of all, just amazing voice.
Thank you so much. No, this
have
is
you
not
done
my
any
first,
type of acting?
Yes, I have. I actually played a pharaoh in Nefertiti's The 18th Dynasty. It was a Bible story play that was about in 2006. And this would be my second. This would be my second rodeo.
Your second
rodeo. Can you tell her what else you've done? Trevor has done some. He's got some great successes in his career. Can you share with her who you are and what you've done, Trevor?
I've been in the music industry for about a good 25, 26 years now, and I used to be in a singing group called Rugged. It was a four-man R&B group, and we had a song out. That was the song that you heard me sing earlier. That was part of that. That was a bit of the song that we had out in 96 and 97, and that was a certified gold. That was a certified gold single. And
wow, nice.
You know, we had it was some creative differences with the label back then, and we were young and we didn't really know the business that well, and so it was a kind of a negative ending, but we did manage to do the album and it went gold, and then we did a tour with the band Blackstreet with Teddy Riley.
Oh, nice.
And from then it broke up officially in 2002. And I was just still starving for success. I just was hungry, but God will put hills and valleys. We had a rise, and we had fame and everything, and then we failed. We broke up, and so I was kind of down in the dumps. And so I started going to the gym real hard, because I played basketball as well in high school and college, and So I just decided to try to, make a mad dash for the NBA, and so I didn't get to the NBA, but I did. I was able to hone my skills and go to South America and go overseas and play basketball overseas professionally, and tasted success and earned a little money that way, but I still had the passion and the desire to make music. And so I would, I would go to the clubs over there in South America and jam with the bands like that and sit in and everything and sing and just to fuel my passion. And so when my stint was over, I came back to the States and just wanted to, embark on a solo career. And I never wanted to give up the music. It was just hard. I was a little bitter, as you can imagine. I kept going, kept pushing, and met a jazz artist, Ski Johnson, and he gave me an opportunity to feature on his album, Underdogs on Top. And we hit the studio and I started writing and making songs and making magic happen, and we completed the album. The album was called Underdogs on Top. It debuted at number 6 on Billboard in 2013, and it's been considered for Grammys and Golden Globe, and Image Awards.
Wow.
and American Music Awards. So. We've done like four videos for it and everything, and got millions and millions of views on YouTube and everything. So, you know, the music has always been the driving force in my life, and what I wanted to provide for, you know, what I wanted to use to provide for my family, and so here I am now, and I did an actual New Year's Eve show in Maryland, and that's how I met Kisha. And she was blowing me away with her voice, and
oh,
it was
amazing.
The Nelson Mandela Awards ceremony, and
oh.
She sang.
Nice.
Hello? Oh. You still there,
think,
Trevor?
Did we lose him? I think we might have lost him.
I think we might have lost him, yeah.
I think we might have lost him. Kitch, I have a question for you. In the beginning of the show, you had mentioned that, you know, besides all the performing that you had, you know, the done between, Matthews and Tyler Perry, you're going to branch into directing. Is this your first time directing? And how is the transition going from acting into directorship?
No, honey, this is not my first time directing. I did a couple
okay.
of other plays. Yeah, I actually did some co-directing with Tom.
Really?
Yes, with Woman Thou Art a little bit. But I actually I directed a couple of other plays. One called A Man That Finds a Wife Finds a Good Thing. It was a cast of about 30 in Los Angeles, California. And then I did The Wiz with a friend of mine. They were doing something in Atlanta. I did that with them. I kind of co-directed that. And so I've had several opportunities with directing. This is my directing my own play and acting.
Your
in
own
a whole
play. Time. Okay. Hello?
Yes, I'm here, honey. I'm here.
Oh, much better. Okay. I hear you.
I'm sorry about that.
So this is the first time directing your own play. And now, and again, I know that you've probably double explaining, and I do apologize for that. Are you also starring in this?
I am.
How is that, is being your first time doing the directing and starring as well as writing it? That's got to be very exciting for you.
It is, baby. It is very exciting. The last play that I did, it was The Wiz. I did write that, of course. But the one before that, A Man That Finds a Wife Finds a Good Thing, I did direct and star in that. But this is the first time that I've ever written a play, directed it, and starred in it. And I am so excited. The only thing is that I wish there were two of me so that I can sit out in the audience and watch
and watch
critique me. Me, you know, because I'm such a critique, you know, and a perfectionist, and I just want to see how I can make me better.
Got you. Now, how many children do you have? Because I know you said one of the boys, or I don't know if you have more than one, but your son mentioned about the, you know, the Million Man March. But how many children do you have?
I have one very wonderful son. He is
one.
29
okay.
years old. Yes, he's an a former American Idol contestant, and he's a phenomenal singer and songwriter. As a matter of fact, my baby just signed a publishing deal with Warner Brothers a few days ago.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so I'm very excited about him. He's a great and talented young man and just an awesome, godly man. I'm just so grateful to God for him.
Definitely. So, I think it's just amazing all the different backing and having the ability to do that. But more importantly, how were you able to manage this Million Youth March? Where can the youth and get involved in that? And I mean, to get everybody there. I know you mentioned it, but if you could mention it again for the listeners that just came in, how can people get involved? At least the young people that want to take part in the march.
Yes, dear. Well, we as I mentioned, we have youth peace ambassadors all over the country, and they are organizing and working diligently and very hard. As a matter of fact, Timothy McClure is one of our chief youth peace ambassadors for San Diego, and they are taking this country by leaps and bounds, by storm. And the work that he's doing over there is just amazing. I'm so grateful to God for him. He is the one who actually introduced me to Mr. DJ, who is now a sponsor for the march. And just share, if you don't mind, can I let him share with us how they can get involved and what the whole process is?
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Timothy, can you please say hello to everyone and just kind of explain to them how they can get involved and become a Youth Peace Ambassador?
Yes. They could simply go to our website, millionyouthpeacemarch.org, and go to the contact information and send us a request, and I'll get them the request form over, the registration form over at the earliest convenience, and it'll be that simple. And, you know, it goes to me, Keitra, and our whole organization. So it's just that simple. They can look us up on Facebook. Okay. We have a Facebook invite that we made public for anybody to go on and, you know, comment or whatever like that, or look up the Facebook friend page, Million Youth March International.
Nice.
It's a lot of ways to get in contact with us.
Now,
hey,
after
Stacey,
tomorrow, they're going to be...
Hey, Stacy, hold on 1 second. Let's go to a commercial break and play a song right quick. We'll call back and let my man talk a little bit more. Timothy, we'll be right back.
Absolutely.
Timothy.
Okay, bro.
Every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, the DJ Black Teaser and Friends show, where it all goes down right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/walking-.
Here we go, here we go again. Here we go again, 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 here we go again.
Niggas hopping out of vans,
yeah.
Pockets on John Goodman, Roseanne,
okay.
And that's fat dummy. I'm talking big money,
yeah.
If we ain't talking the same, it's nothing else. Said at first I gave him antidote, I'm sorry for the overdose. I was in the lab mixing up the new formula. Now I'm on the corner only serving y'all the best, and I only want the cash, never heard of a handout. Never was a sit down nigga, I had to stand out. You can take my words and make a picture how I paint them out. Time is money and they say that only time can tell. And if you wait too long, it might set sail. You can have the fame, I want the money and the power. Shit I'm smoking every day, shit I'm smoking on the hour. $100 cut stacks don't even last me 2 hours. I'm ahead of my time, I'm on my 53rd hour. So fresh, so clean, that's why they label me an outcast. These niggas full of dead weight, they tryna bypass. Remember life is what you make it everything. And keep it real and don't give up on your dreams. You see my president is black, but these dead ones green, man. Shit. Whoever said fuck life must have got fucked over. Shut the game down, shit. I'll be the closer at the point of no return. And I can't turn back. Friends turn to enemies, so you gotta watch your back. I don't want the fame, I just wanna get heard. A lot of rappers say they rapping, they ain't rapping about shit. The same niggas that hate, they be bumping my shit. All eyes on me, fuck, but I ain't Machiavelli. I'm already in hell, so I hope to see heaven. You just ordinary people, nigga, I'm a John Legend. Here we go again, bitch, I'm bringing you the antidote. Most people hate cause they got it in their bloodline. Here we go again, bitch, I'm bringing you the antidote. You should see the view from my motherfucking skyline. And I ain't talking about practice no more. When it's game time, motherfucker, I'll be on the floor. Drop the bomb off, leave it at the front door. Detroit niggas, so I say what up though. These pussies and so they souls just about fucking change. It's crazy the way the game can make you change how you think. Just remember stay true cause the fake won't last. They say live for the moment, live it up like it's your last.
Here we go up. Here we go again.
Here we go again.
Here we go again.
here we go again. Here we go. Here we go again.
Okay, it's getting down. We got about 24 more minutes left. Let my man Timothy come back to the mic. Timothy McClure,
hey.
Where you at, brother?
I'm here.
Go How ahead,
you doing,
Timothy,
bro?
Tell us a little bit more. Tell us a little bit more about the Million Youth March, man. Can you elaborate a little bit more?
Yeah.
I'd be kind of to know if any speakers that were going to be there.
Well, Kitchen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You want to know more about the keynote speakers?
No, yeah, I was wondering if you were going to have any speakers there.
Yeah,
And who was going to come out and speak? Can you tell us a little bit maybe about the itinerary?
Yeah, is Khalif on the phone? And Brother Hakeem?
No, Brother Hakeem and Khalif, they had to leave. We're going to have several bishops that are coming in from all over the country that are coming in to be keynote speakers. Bishop McKinney, George McKinney, who is very well loved and known as the one of the key organizers for the Church of God in Christ. He's coming from out of San Diego, and Timothy's familiar with him. We're going to have, as I mentioned, Curtis Blow is going to be one of our keynote speakers. Also, I just spoke with Tommy Ford from Martin. I don't know if you remember him.
Oh. Tommy Ford, really? Okay.
Tall, dark, and handsome Tommy Ford,
very
yes.
Very handsome, yes.
and very married. Anyway, he's an old friend of mine,
right.
And I spoke with him the other day. And so he's checking his schedule to see if he can be with us as well. And but we're still reaching out. So we just, Timothy referred us to a gentleman by the name of, is it Josh?
Yes, Josh.
Josh, who's
Byer.
Going to be, who's going to be contracted to actually help us get commitments from A, B, and C list celebrities to come out support as well as be keynote speakers. The most thing that we're going to do is be getting youth mentors and keynote speakers, because this is all about them. We're not trying to do too much talking. We want to do more listening, and the platform is to let them talk. In addition to that, our main thing is that we want to have a youth peace international holiday. You know, we have Mother's Day, we have Father's Day, but we want a day where annually our youth can come together and congregate and just love on each other and encourage each other to do good. And with all
nice.
The senseless killings that are going on in our nation, the schools, just everywhere, it just couldn't be any more timelier. And so this is an opportunity for us to get a day for them. So we're hoping that we can get a bill passed. We're working with a gentleman, Bob, I don't remember Bob's last name, but he's out here in D.C. working with the Capitol, and we're working diligently with him to try to achieve a day, a national day of Youth Peace Day. And we've worked very hard. The youth have worked very hard throughout the 2 years that we have had it. We've achieved getting several proclamations. We've got a resolution from the District of Columbia, a resolution from Maryland, one from New Orleans, and several proclamations throughout the state of Texas whereby they're proclaiming July 30th as Youth Peace Day International. That was the first day we had it, July 30th, 2011. So we're not just marching to be marching. We have a method to our madness. We have some goals. We want to be able to encourage the youth to not only do the right thing, but to eat healthy as well. We have a mental health and wellness seminar that we're going to be hosting as well, where we can encourage the youth to eat better, you know, eat healthier. And we have great support from Food Lion, the store chain out here, this grocery store chain, and they're going to be providing snacks for the kids. We also have the Boys and Girls Club as one of our sponsors. Timothy McCurr is one of our sponsors. He's been doing PR work, and I mean, getting that word a lot like never before. We're very excited about that. Brother DJ is one of our – is one of our sponsors. Brother DC has agreed to be one of our sponsors. Yeah, so – I mean, you know, the help is just is coming near and far. We're just so grateful. But we need more. We need more. As many as are willing to get involved, we're encouraging you to come on board because we really, really, really do need to encourage our youth at such a time as this and to show them that their concerns are our concerns. You know, there used to be a time when, I don't know how old you are, but I know that, you know, when I was growing up, my mother, she stayed in my business. She knew where I was at all times, you know.
Yep.
She asked me what happened in school. You know, when she came home from work, she searched my bedroom to make sure everything was copacetic. And so we have to go back to those days of old so that these children will learn how to be responsible, accountable, how to respect us the way we used to respect our parents, and just take them back to those old days of morals and values where they really did count. And so that's my portion. I had my brother murdered. I'm going to say this very quickly, and then I want Brother Trevor to quickly round up what he was saying before he, because he's back on the line. But my brother was murdered at age 75. What a way to go out. He was murdered. And he was thrown in the trunk of his car, and then they set the car on fire. My best friend lost her only begotten son. He caught a bullet in his upper torso. I'm not doing this just because of them, because I was doing this before these unfortunate tragedies happened. But there's a lot of my brothers and my best friend's sons out there that the enemy is lurking, waiting to take down. And we have to stand because if we don't encourage these children to stay focused, to get their education, to, you know, get in a good church, get a good spiritual foundation, and to stay focused with loving on each other instead of hating on each other, instead of bullying each other. And they're looking at us saying, you know, you guys are calling us bullies, but we're watching you guys, and you guys are bullying each other, too. You guys aren't living a nickel's worth of nothing. You guys are not being our example. And so my point is that we need to step up to the plate so that we can hold them accountable to step up to the plate.
Amen.
Very true.
And that's what this is all about. So I just thank you so much for having us and allow us to get the word out. And once again, they can go to www.millionyouthpeacemarch.org. There's, you know, get involved, find out what we're doing, get involved, come on out, bring your youth, share this very momentous occasion, and then our number, our contact number, if you want to be a youth peace ambassador in any part of this region. We have several states that are already accounted for, but then there are several that are not, and our goal is to get all 50 states with 100 kids from each state coming up there to the Capitol. So that phone number is 202-455-8871.
Okay, can you repeat that one more time?
Number? It's 202-455-8871.
Perfect. Beautiful. Beautiful. Nice. Trevor, is he back on the line or
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. we kind of lost you there in the middle of what it is that you were saying.
He was talking about how we met.
Yeah, that's right. At New Year's. Thank you.
New Year's.
It was on New Year's. Absolutely.
And he shared his mic with me.
Yeah. But like I was saying, we were performing together, on the same program, and I saw her play, and she was off the chain, you know what I mean, and I was blown away, and I had I on the bill it showed what she had done, but we had yet to meet, so we were in the dressing room, well, not the dressing room, but they had like a little lounge area for us. And we were talking, and she was telling me about the Mini Youth March and what she was into, and I was very interested, very, very interested, getting on board. And then, as time goes, it's my time to go on. So I had to slide off and, hit the stage. And she saw what I was able to bring to the table and saw, the energy and the electricity that comes from me. And, it was just like inevitable. And, toward the end of the performance, I saw she wanted to get up on stage and, do her thing. So I gave her the microphone and let her do her thing and shared the mic. And it was just a beautiful, it was a wonderful energy that we both shared. And, we wanted to continue it. So the next day we went on a little brunch. Boat ride, like a cruise, like a
oh,
little
how nice.
Mini. Yeah, it was really nice. It was really nice. It was breakfast. It was brunch. It was mimosas, and it was all off the chain. So
nice.
We talked a little more. And she, then I think maybe like a week later after that, she contacted me again about the play. And I was definitely interested. I never really told anybody what I really, but that's been a secret passion of mine too, to act and to be, in theater and to be in movies and commercials and, shows or whatever.
And he's got a look, honey. He's got a look. Go to my website and look at Trevor, honey. Boy, he has a sight for sore eyes. 6'5", girl, oh boy. And talented too? Oh, yeah, the girls are going to love him.
Well, thank you so much. But, she asked me, was I interested? And, she gave me the lowdown and the gist of the role and what I would be doing, what would be, required of me. And I was with it. I was all in. And, we met, we went over the logistics, went over everything, and made everything finalized like 2 weeks ago, and God is good. That's all I can really say. I've been studying my lines ever since, and ready to dive in. You know what I mean? I'm playing the heavy, so I'm playing the heavy dude. I'm playing the weasel, and the slick dude. Yeah, the slick dude.
But you redeem yourself. I do redeem you at the end.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. It's not all about. It's not all negative. There is a redemption. It's a redemption story.
Yeah.
Wake up. Your poison is ready. It's a lot. It's a lot that goes into that title, and it's a lot that people can read into this play, and it's going to be a very relatable situation for a lot of people. And my particular role is the conniving, manipulative, womanizing, career driven husband.
All that,
non-committal, and just all about me. And that can show that at a certain point. If you continue to treat someone that way, you'll end up losing everything. And in the play, you'll see that I do lose everything. I end up homeless. I end up on the street, and all in the name of my career. And it gives you a different outlook, and it gives you a focus that we have to have as men and as husbands and as fathers, that we have to be, you know, accountable for our actions. And we have to make sure that we're involved in the right situations and in the right churches and with the right people, because if you don't, you know, you can spread yourself so thin that you'll be totally gone, and you end up dying out here with not alone, and that's not anything that I want to do for my children. I have daughters, I have sons, you know. I want to give them a positive, you know, role model to aspire to look up to be someone that they could be proud of, and I appreciate Kitra for, you know, seeing the vision and seeing the passion and fire and talent and love in my eyes to be and in my life to give me an opportunity. So I'm just gonna put my best foot forward and wow you guys. I'm gonna wow them.
That's right. Now, is this where is the play gonna be at? Is it just an East Coast thing? Like I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm in Las Vegas right now.
Oh,
will you guys ever
honey.
Get out to the West?
We
oh,
love.
Yeah.
Will you bring us out there? Because we're looking. we're seeking those who are willing to bring us to their cities. That's what it's about.
Oh,
you
nice.
Some youth you want.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So call me up, girl. Let's talk. We are starting off in Madison, Wisconsin, as I mentioned, and we're going across the country. I mean, we're going as far as we can, you know, to raise the monies we need to not only bring our youth out to the Capitol, but to promote our campaign. So we're looking for bookings, and we're starting in Madison, Wisconsin, and that's all I can say. We would love to see what dates are available to come out to Las Vegas. My best friend's out there. I'm due to see her and give her a big hug.
That's right. That's right.
But
as
no,
I'm sitting here,
need,
you know, it seems like... I'm sorry, my phone, there's like a delay in it, and I apologize.
Go ahead, baby.
But
it seems like
whenever Caesar brings these amazing people on, it's always something going on in the East or the Midwest. And I'm like, the play sounds amazing. Besides, I'd like to see how he handles the weasel portion of it. I think it would be fantastic to be able to see something, and I always seem like I'm missing out. Caesar, why can't you get us some West Coast people?
well, okay,
why don't you
I'll
just
do
bring
that.
Us to the West Coast?
There you go.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
It's time for us to come out to Las Vegas, honey. We can, have dates, we'll travel.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I tell you what,
this is what we'll do. We'll basically shop you around some of the casinos and places like that and see what we get you guys up with. Also, with D.C. and Washington, D.C., I think we'll do that place right there. He has a nice little place up there in Washington, D.C. It seats about 180 people, so we get up to 200 people in that little place, and we can see what we can do for you to accommodate you.
Thank you so much, BJ. You have been
Ooh.
Amazing. Thank you so much, dear.
Yes,
bless
ma'am.
Absolutely.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
We got about maybe 6 minutes left in the show. I want Miss Kitra to give her social networks one more time, give the websites, give the telephone numbers, give the emails one more time for all these good people on the phone lines to hear and all the people that are listening in on the Internet. So, Miss Kitra, could you get that right now, please?
Yes, dear. Thank you. You can email us at millionyouthpeacemarch@gmail.com. You can also go to our website at www.millionyouthpeacemarch.org.
Cool.
You can also go to our PayPal account at millionyouthpeacemarch@gmail.com and make your donations towards this much-needed cause. And our phone number is 202-455-8871.
Okay, guys, for the guys sitting in the background that didn't hear that, the number is 202-455-8871. Again, that number is 202-455-8871. Well, Miss Keisha, let's see what we can get going on, guys. This is for a good cause right here. The Million Youth March is going to be in Capitol Hill. We're going to march from Capitol Hill all the way to wherever, man. So it's going to be pretty nice. You want to be part of this event, and you want to make donations. She has a PayPal account set up. What's that PayPal account again, Miss Keisha?
Yes, there. It's Million Youth Peace March at gmail.com.
Million Youth. Million Youth
Peace March,
guys, at gmail.com.
Yes, and also, very briefly, I just want to mention that, DJ, you've agreed to do a internet-thon for us where we can raise monies on your radio station, right?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to do that, most definitely. We got you.
Awesome. So
nice.
we invite, you know, everyone to please support that initiative as well, and we're very grateful for you. DJ, thanks so much for this opportunity.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It was a pleasure having you on tonight, man. You really put it down. You showed everybody you got what it takes to be a superstar. I want to give you salutes to all your people out there tuned in tonight. I want to give all your fans a salute. I want to give all your family a salute that tuned in tonight. And I already thanked you guys on Facebook, so you guys, please. Oh, Miss Keisha, if you can, add me tonight. I've already poked you once or twice, so I'm on your page right now. And then I put on there.
Let's clarify that. You tagged her in the Facebook, right?
No, I poked her. I poked her on Facebook. That's what they call it. It's a poke.
Well, I'm glad they don't have a bump upside the head. Okay. All right, baby. I got you.
No, it's not a tag. A tag is basically tagging them in the picture.
I'm teasing you, Caesar.
Right. I know you're kidding. Hey, guys, well, thanks a lot. You guys were wonderful. We had a wonderful show. We got about 2 minutes left for the show, so I'm going to wind it down like this. We had one heck of a show. I want to thank all of my guests, all of my audience people out there right now, all the family members that were tuning in, all the call-inners that called in. I see you guys out there. Thanks for calling in tonight. You guys did a wonderful job. Miss Keisha and Timothy and McClure, I really appreciate you guys coming by tonight. You guys really put it down, man. Just to let you know. And also,
thank you, bro.
Harold the Hippie's back on the phone, man.
What's up, Harold? Man, it's man. We're just getting started, man. But, man, we just got Adonis Progress on the stage, man. He's
nice.
Rocking the house, man, here in the D.C. area, man. He's still a big. So, yeah, man, the shout to Adonis Progress with his art style. I can't wait to get you in the D.C. area, Caesar, so you can host the shows.
Yes, sir. Hey, I got another thing for you, Ms. Keisha. I want you to get in touch with Ms. Keisha so we can get an interview for her in the Urban Edition magazine, whatever she
wants.
Hook her up with whatever she wants and get some nice pictures, Ms. Keisha sent to Stacey Darlene, and we'll get you in the next magazine coming up. What's the next magazine coming up, Stacey?
Right now we have our March, but this would be for April. April.
Okay. Thank you, Stacey Darlene. Okay, guys. We want to talk about something else, then talk about this. Talk about the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show. Comes on every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central. Guys, please don't be late because you're going to miss some good opportunities right now. We're also going to throw a contest on my radio show. If you guys listen to the radio show, we're going to throw a contest on the radio show. Okay. So you guys, please tune in to the radio show and also tune in to the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show, where we're going to do something nice for all the people that are listening. We're going to give away some gifts, man, like $100 gifts, you know. So please tune in. Stay tuned right here where it all goes down. Hey, Ms. Keisha, Timothy, and Stacey, and Harold the Hippie, I thank all you guys for showing up tonight. One love.
One love, bro.
One love, bro.
Hey, man, forget about all that love stuff, man. Rent's too pay me, man.
Well, I'm so looking forward to meeting you.
Nice.
Thank you. Oh, sister, did you need my number?